Tomorrow will be Jay Leno's last night as host of The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon will be taking over a week from Monday after special programming for the Olympics. And Seth Meyers of Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update will be taking over for Fallon on Late Night. And then there's the guy who will be in charge of both shows, Saturday Night Live executive producer Lorne Michaels. Lane Brown of New York Magazine recently sat down with Michaels, and he joins us now from New York. Lane Brown, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about his rise to power. He is Canadian, as we all know, started in radio with the CBC, and then in 1975, he started Saturday Night Live. Here he is in a sketch during the very first season offering the Beatles money to reunite.
Hi, I'm Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night. Right now, we're being seen by approximately 22 million viewers. But please allow me, if I may, to address myself to four very special people. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles.
Lane, it's funny that he says 22 million viewers. Of course, Saturday Night Live doesn't have anywhere near that many now. There are a lot more channels, to be fair. But is there a Lorne Michaels brand of humor?
It's interesting. I asked him a lot of questions about the way that comedy has changed since he created the show in 1975. It doesn't seem like he thinks a lot about that. It seems like he's more of a fantastic talent scout and a really terrific manager than a comedian himself. He knows when somebody else is funny, but it's hard to say that there's a Lorne Michaels brand of comedy.
Well, and he was the one who found these two people who are now taking these bigger roles on late night television, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Who does he take most credit for over the years in terms of discovery?
You know, I think it would be difficult for him to pick just one person. It's like he's basically the comedic industrial complex as we know it right now is pretty much all his doing, from, you know, Chevy Chase to Bill Murray to Gilda Radner, all the way through, you know, Will Ferrell and Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon. It's like he's discovered more comedy talent than more talent, really, than pretty much any producer, you know, in recent memory.
Well, you mentioned Tina Fey. Of course, he helped her create the very successful show 30 Rock. Let's take a listen to a clip from that.
What am I doing?
I'm sorry if I've disappointed you. Would you like to yell at the moon with Buzz Aldrin?
Yes, please.
I own you!
You dumb moon!
I walked on your face!
Don't you know it's day? Idiot!
There she is, of course, with Buzz Aldrin. But how much say does Lorne Michaels have over these shows that he has something to do with?
I think Saturday Night Live is the center of his entire world. When a show like 30 Rock launches, he kind of helps it get off the ground. He told me he has never done one of these shows with someone that he didn't trust to take the show and run with it. He doesn't give a show to somebody he'll have to micromanage. So I think he helps these shows get off the ground, and then he says he tiptoes out of the room and doesn't feel too bad about it.
Although, interestingly, of course, the new Tonight Show is going to be in New York, very close to Lorne Michaels. It's not going to be far away in Los Angeles, as it has been for many years.
It definitely speaks to the enormous confidence that NBC has in Lorne Michaels. It's like the entire late night world is now not just under his control, but under his roof at 30 Rock.
Let's take a listen to Jimmy Fallon. This is him on Late Night. He's been hosting that for a long time. Now he's going to take over The Tonight Show, as we just said. But here he is with Mitt Romney doing what he has done many times, slow jamming the news.
As for me, things are going great. In fact, there's a new documentary out on Netflix called Mitt, which is a candid behind-the-scenes look at my two presidential runs. The reviews are in, and so far, they're positive.
You ain't lying, Ramalama Ding Dong. I saw your documentary. It was pretty good. For a while, it looked like you might have had the 2012 election. But then Obama won a second term. I guess it's true what they say. Once you go black,
you never go back.
You know, Lane, I want to ask you about Lorne Michaels' politics, because with Saturday Night Live and with Jimmy Fallon, you can't really tell where he stands. And he is friendly to both sides. What do you make of it?
I think he's a registered political independent. He says because he has to be. He thinks that it would be difficult for them to pick a side He also told me that it's easier for the show to make fun of Republicans than Democrats. He said that Republicans find it funny, whereas Democrats take it personally. But the other thing, too, is that I talked to him about is SNL is sort of rare among comedy shows in that for whatever reason, it seems to employ and then later, you know, sometimes produce a lot of conservatives from Victoria Jackson to Norm MacDonald to Adam Sandler to Dennis Miller. Exactly. They've got a lot of conservatives that work there, which is, you know, unique among comedy shows for sure. There you certainly wouldn't find that many of The Daily Show, for example.
Now, Seth Meyers, of course, is going to be taking over late night. He's been on Weekend Update, and here he is on his final Weekend Update, where he was joined by Amy Poehler and Bill Hader's famous character, Stefan.
Can I ask you something? What is it? What's it like out there?
Oh, the world outside of SNL. Oh, Seth, my friend, it's so weird and cool. God, how can I put this?
That place has everything.
Lane Brown, how do you think Americans are going to notice the difference now when each of the shows on NBC Late Night is controlled by Lorne Michaels?
I don't think you're going to see too much of a difference. I think Jimmy Fallon's is certainly a different Tonight Show, or it will be a different Tonight Show than Jay Leno's was. But I don't think it'll be all that different from the show as it exists now at 12:30. I think you're going to see pretty much the same thing. Seth Meyers' show is a little bit more of a question mark. Nobody has any idea what that'll look like. Lauren told me it can't just be Weekend Update, you know, all over again. He's got to find something else. And on Saturday, that was his very last night on Saturday Night Live. That was his last show. Now he's got 3 weeks to put together this new show.
Yeah.
I mean, presumably he's been working on it for a while, but it's also usually you get a little bit more time than that to build an entire brand new show. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with.
It's worth noting that both these guys, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, are white guys. Of course, we've talked a lot about Saturday Night Live having a problem with diversity. They've just hired a female black comedian. But what about that? Does Lorne Michaels worry about only having white guys on in the late night?
It's absolutely something he's worried about, and I think this past season they just held special auditions to cast a black female cast member for the first time since, I believe, Maya Rudolph, and she left in 2007. What he told me was this year they were more concerned. You know, last year they just lost Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, and Jason Sudeikis, and so they were focused basically on replacing a bunch of white guys, and so that's why I believe they hired five of them.
You asked him one great question that I want to end with, which is whether there will even be an NBC in 30 years. Of course, these guys are getting the job of a lifetime, and nobody knows what the future of television is.
Well, Lorne Michaels thinks that there will be an NBC, there will be a Tonight Show, there will be an SNL in 30 years. Who knows? But if you look at what he did with SNL, as he said, back in 1975, there were no more live shows, or it was certainly not something that a lot of networks were doing. With SNL, he sort of created something that became a template for a lot of comedy. Once the Tonight Show is his, who's to say what will happen with it? Maybe it will be around in 30 years.
Does he intend to be there?
I asked him if he had a succession plan, and he told me that he's got a lighting guy, Phil Himes, who's in his 90s. Don Pardo, SNL's announcer, is 95 years old. He says that pretty soon he may very well have to deal with replacing those guys, but as for him, he has no succession plan. It's not even something that he is thinking about, he says. But, you know, he is only he's 69 going at 70, so maybe he's got some time. Hopefully he's got some time.
Lane Brown of New York Magazine, who recently sat down with Lorne Michaels, who is soon to be the king not just of Saturday night on NBC, but also every other night on NBC, because he's going to be the executive producer of both The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers. Lane Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
My big question, Robin, is when Seth Meyers takes over at Late Night, is he going to continue to wear that same maroon tie that he has worn for years on Saturday Night Live?
It has worked for him so far.
He actually said, he gave an interview about this, and he says, I wear one tie for 2 years until it becomes so frayed we have to switch to a new tie.
I think he'll be able to afford a new one.
I think so, with a new job. This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, ICABoston.org.